Great. Good morning, everyone, and thanks for coming to our session. So I'm Alice White. I'm with the Colorado Integrated Food Safety Center of Excellence, and I will be your designated non-CDC presenter for this session. So I'll be talking about a target audience framework and core competencies for public health professionals who detect and investigate foodborne outbreaks. So just a really brief background on the Integrated Food Safety Centers of Excellence, or the COEs for short. Elizabeth, the next presenter, will be going into a bit more detail about what we do. So there are six centers, and we were established in 2012, and each center has a designated region and is a collaboration between an academic institution. So I'm from the academic institution in Colorado and the State Health Department. Rachel, I'll have you wave because you did a lot of this work too. She's the representative from, or the coordinator from the State Health Department in Colorado. So what do the COEs do? So our overall goal is to build capacity in local and state health departments by developing and providing online and in-person resources, training, and assistance for foodborne illness surveillance and investigation. And since we were established in 2012, we've been really, really busy trying to meet this goal. We've developed a lot of great trainings and resources that are really filling a gap that they weren't there before. But now that we have so many different resources, in Colorado we kind of stepped back this year and asked ourselves some existential questions about our programs, which I'm not sure I would recommend doing unless you have some time on your hands. It definitely opens up a can of worms. But it's been really valuable for us in redirecting our focus. So some of those questions were, are the practitioners who are interested in our product and need our products, are they navigating to them? And are some of our resources, like maybe different modalities, more effective than others? And then the big question is, how effective are we? And we were asking these questions, and we didn't really have the tools to answer them. So what have we done so far in Colorado? So since 2012, when we first started, we hit the ground running doing a few training needs assessments in our region to see what people wanted in terms of training in this area. And then we also did an environmental scan to see what was already out there. And this has really informed over the past few years the trainings and tools that we've offered, both in the content that we've developed as well as the different modalities we've explored. So we did the needs assessment and the scan. And what we're thinking about doing now is, and what we've been doing now this year, has been looking more closely at our target audience and using that target audience framework to develop some specific core competencies. Because ultimately, what we want to do is have a more targeted program to really be truly effective and hopefully at some point have a COE curriculum. So the questions we asked ourselves in Colorado were, who is our target audience? So, of course, we're giving trainings and support to public health professionals who investigate foodborne outbreaks. That's super broad. That's a very diverse workforce. And somebody asked us, how many epidemiologists in your region investigate foodborne outbreaks? And we had no idea, which as EPIs we felt like, that was bad. That's kind of our job, to know these numbers. And second to that, what does our target audience really need to know? So we have some. So we have a pretty good idea, but we really wanted to put it on paper so that we're always referring back to the same set of core competencies. So for the target audience framework, over about 6 months or so, we had facilitated group discussions with our Colorado COE team as well as some evaluation experts. And as a group, we identified the relevant characteristics we thought applied to our audience. And then we've been sharing that with our regional stakeholders at both local and state health departments to get their feedback, as well as with our COE partners. So this is what we came up with. We are EPIs, so we insisted on putting it in graphical form. And I'll walk through each piece of that in a bit more detail. So one of the characteristics we thought was important was how often does somebody investigate an outbreak? And we put low, medium, and high frequency on this axis. Second characteristic was what is an individual's skill level? So we categorized that as foundational, intermediate, and advanced. And then we defined three tiers. So at the foundational skill level, tier one focuses on recognizing foodborne outbreaks and participating in outbreak investigation with guidance, either from coworkers at their agency or maybe other agencies. And so this really spans low, medium, and high frequency agencies. So for example, at a low frequency agency, that might be a rural agency where you just don't even expect, just based on population, to see more than at most one outbreak per year, maybe. And so we think that through our training, these people will probably stay at this foundational skill level because they're working on a lot of other different things that are not foodborne outbreak related. And then at the high agency, so this might be like a new hire, for example, who might not have past experience, but will quickly gain that experience just through being exposed to lots of outbreaks. And then the second tier had, we said, had intermediate skills. And they really focused on applying their knowledge and experience to conduct foodborne outbreak investigations. And then at the third tier, these are innovators. So these folks innovate and advance foodborne outbreak response and investigation. So these are really leaders in the field. So there is fluidity between these tiers, especially at medium and high frequency agencies where people just get a lot of exposure to investigation. And one element of the COE's work that's really important is mentoring and training students in the future workforce. So we added them in as well. As well as other disciplines. So for this first run, we are focusing on the EPIs, but we've also started developing something similar for environmental health. I just wanted to make one quick point, which is that this is obviously a simplification of the workforce. We're using that for our COE purposes, really. So not everybody fits in perfectly to these boxes, and we acknowledge that. But it's really been a very useful tool to us. So that's kind of our theoretical framework for our audience, but we wanted to attach numbers too, so we have an idea about the number of people or the number of agencies that we're trying to train. So this is just an example of one way we've quantified the audience. So this table is Colorado agencies by foodborne illness outbreak actual and expected frequencies. So this is the average annual number of outbreaks over a 10-year period. So at the top there, we have what we would expect for outbreak frequency for an agency based on population. So we categorize that in the low, medium, and high, and this is somewhat arbitrary outbreak numbers. We said 0 to 1, 2 to 3, and greater than or equal to 4. And those are somewhat flexible and arbitrary. And then on the left there, that's what agencies are actually reporting. So the green corresponds to tier one, and if you're in the, so in Colorado, most of our agencies are in tier one. And then the purple is tier two, and blue is tier three. So if agencies are reporting the number of outbreaks that we expect, then they fall in these colored boxes. So the way we've been using this data in Colorado is to look at the gray boxes, where those agencies are reporting under what we would expect. And thinking about what's going on there, maybe how can we target our training to that area or that region. And of course, it's complicated to do this. It's hard, this is not, there's lots of other factors, but again, it's really helping us guide where to put our resources. So the second step was to develop some core competencies for the different tiers. And we built this on existing public health competencies with the Council on Linkages between Academia and Public Health Practice competencies, as well as the CSC applied EPI competencies. So we developed a draft, which was then reviewed by subject matter experts. It's currently being reviewed. And our plan is to validate the competencies by focus group and using both surveys and interviews. And we're hoping that those folks will represent all of the tiers. So we ended up currently with 14 competencies, and I won't read every one of the competencies, but just to give you an idea, so the first one is uses data from surveillance and other sources to rapidly detect foodborne illness outbreaks. So each of these competencies will also have a set of learning objectives and be different across the tiers, where that's appropriate. So the other competency areas are confirms outbreak, establishes team, describes data, effectively interviews, generates hypotheses, tests hypotheses, describes sampling, understands laws, recommends control measures, disseminates findings, facilitates communication, reports or communicates findings, and evaluates. So again, these are draft form. And then each competency can differ by tier. So for that, I'll use the same example. We have the same competency for tier 1 and 2, uses data from surveillance and other sources to rapidly detect foodborne illness clusters and outbreaks. The learning objectives under those competencies differ a bit between those two tiers. And then at tier 3, optimizes data from surveillance and other sources to more rapidly detect disease clusters and outbreaks. So I'll just give a brief example of how we've already been implementing this. And it's really a huge amount of work has actually gone into developing these, but they've also had an impact on how we're targeting trainings. So one of the modalities we've been using is bidirectional video to offer trainings, offer distance trainings. And usually just by nature of the format, this is a small group, 10 to 15 people. And so we've been targeting these trainings to Tier 2 and Tier 3 EPIs. And just even having that language, we talk about Tier 2 trainings and Tier 3 trainings, has really allowed us to make the content for our trainings a lot richer and a lot more appropriate for the audience. So I'll wrap up here with the application and the intended use for the target audience framework and competencies. So our primary objective is for COE program development, also for promotion, so we're promoting it to the right audience, and our evaluation, both of specific trainings and of our program as a whole. Secondary and tertiary goals are to guide or provide tools to other foodborne illness programs and other subdisciplines in public health practice who might be interested in developing and offering trainings in this systematic way. So I'd like to acknowledge my co-authors on this project and some contact information, and I believe we have time for questions, if there are any.
Got 2 or 3 minutes for questions. Give her a hand.
Thank you.
Any questions for Alice? You could go to the mic, please.
I have a question. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you.
Oops. We may be recording, so we'd like for you to use the microphone. I know, it's a pain. Nicely done.
Leslie Tingleson, Idaho. Hi, nice presentation. I was just wondering, so you're doing, this is for your COE region. Are you sharing your products with the other COE regions as well? And perhaps I missed that in your presentation.
Yeah, absolutely. And of course, all of our trainings are available for free to anybody through the country. Some of them are in person, so that's not always feasible, but they are all open to everybody. And then in terms of this, the target audience and the competencies, we are, Colorado's taking a lead on it, and we've been sort of piloting it in our region and getting most of our feedback from our region. But definitely the other COEs have had a lot of input on them, and it's collaborative. Yeah, thanks for the question. Anything else? All right, thanks very much. Mm-hmm.